going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Here we are. Another day in paradise. 7:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for What's Bugging You? Call in, get it off your chest, feel better. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And here's our number to call, 877-975-9825. So please call in now. If you don't get through right away, please try back. But we've got some rare skylines open right now as we speak. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. Everybody has ever heard of Munchausen by proxy. You have those parents, typically it's a woman, who poisons her child so that she can get medical attention and attention to her at, like, hospitals. That's obviously evil. Now, the average person, I think, is, like, I don't even know what the rate is, but it's very, very rare for somebody to have gender dysphoria. What are the options or, you know, chances of somebody who has three kids that are one's fluid, one's pansexual, one's trans? This is really about the parents and not about the kids. And that's really what it is. It's a form of Munchausen by proxy. And instead of being evil, society is clapping, and it's ridiculous. That's what's bugging me. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, that's a great point, because at what point in a child's life do you, as a parent, say, up, I can see it now. My boy wants to be a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that kind of thing. And it's also, yeah, like you say, it's the latest fad. There are probably neighborhoods with a bunch of lefty weirdos.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, you didn't actually name your child that would identify its gender, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that?
Right.
Yeah, and so that they say you're bad if you do that because you don't really know, right, how the kid's going to, quote-unquote, turn out. But then, just a few years later, they go, oh, yeah, we're getting Johnny's genitalia removed.
Mm-hmm.
That's called mutilation. But see, nobody will say that lives in that neighborhood.
Exactly.
877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is I must just be the biggest technological doofus on the planet. So I'm trying to enter the text spring to 20357 to enter into the Rock the Country, and then my phone says failed. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'll try it again. I send it again, and it says failed. So I'm like, that's weird. And then I send it a third time, and it says, you've already entered into this.
Oh, whoops.
It's just funny.
Yeah, I don't know that it always sends you a confirmation, quite frankly. It's supposed to, but
I think sometimes it does. Or it gets lost.
What happens is when I plug this thing, that's when it generates a whole bunch of calls to that number.
That's probably true. And it could get a little glitchy maybe at that point. But they are getting in there. We'll confirm that for you.
Well, if it's bugging you, let me just throw this in there right now.
Yeah.
All you have to do is text the word spring to 20357. Make sure you got the number right. 20357. You want to text the word spring to 20357. You'll be in the running for Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence. We call it Rock the Country, a festival for we the people, coming to Ocala May 9th and 10th. It'll be big time. If you don't win tickets, go to rockthecountry.com and buy them so you don't miss out. 877-975-9825. Call in now. And good morning, Jason. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I originally moved down here from Ohio to Florida to work for a studio. Our primary client was Disney Marvel, and they had Marvel and Disney movies slated to the end of time, basically. And this DEI thing really kind of wrecked the industry. Most people think it's really happening with the actors, but what most people don't know, they're doing it with the writers and the directors and the producers behind the scenes. So that's why everything they're producing is bad and nobody wants to watch it.
It is interesting how they think pushing an agenda is more important than being profitable, because clearly the vast amount of Americans don't want that DEI woke push in entertainment that is especially targeted toward their children.
Yep.
Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is that DEI is also rampant in our Pentagon. So investigative journalist James O'Keefe launched a video yesterday. There's a Department of Defense branch chief. He's caught on camera, quote, calling Trump illegitimate, vows to resist everything he does, and claims that Pete Hegseth is insanely young and unfit to lead, quote, nobody I know should be the Secretary of Defense. And this guy is on video talking about how he's had secret meetings with active generals, former generals, about how to stop and overthrow the Trump administration. This is flat-out treason, and this is probably why things are going on the way they are in the Pentagon and so much backlash against Pete. Like I said yesterday, we've got to support these people. They're the only ones standing between us and the abyss of wokeism and Marxism and the collapse of our society. Thanks, Bob.
Reminds me of an old cockatiel I used to have. Its name was Coup d'Etat. Coup d'Etat. You don't like that? Huh?
Well, I've had cockatiels. I was trying to figure that out.
I don't know. I was trying to think of something that I could name. Coup d'Etat. And it didn't seem like a dog.
No, not so much.
For.
Now, a cat.
Yeah.
Because they're going to do their own thing.
Yeah.
They don't care what you think.
They're like, yeah. It's going to be a coup d'etat, whether you realize it or not.
I'm smarter and better than you, human. Mm-hmm. Now get me some food.
Mm. So you're saying you're part cat. Good morning, Jim. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? Oh, my God. Where to start? You got a couple hours?
No.
I know. Well, you know, the problem is we don't allow our parents, our deep parents of children, enough money. They need to be paid more money than I would say the average person, because if they don't take care of these kids, look how they're turning out. They're not respected. They're just like thrown into the system. We need to do as a group of people. I'm talking about the world. Protect these kids. Help these kids. Stop these parents from doing these atrocities against them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure in the UK they said no. No, we're not doing this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Took them a while, but because they were ahead of the curve on all this crazy stuff, which they usually are. And then they realized, oh, wait a minute, this is really not working out so well.
I mean, can you imagine if your kid really, like, didn't like, you know, one of its hands, just hated its hand?
Right.
Would you have it surgically removed?
No, you'd think, that's crazy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. We can leave it right there, I think.
I think so, too.
Thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, the new Trump apparel that's driving the lefties absolutely berserk. I mean, more so than they already are. That's coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday.